God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First on the agenda is public comment, a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on an agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board within its jurisdiction but not appearing about items on its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable and clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by a board majority vote. Next on the agenda, approval of the agenda for May 30th, 2023. Wait, May 30th. Okay.
Does
it says May 30th. It didn't sound wrong till I said it out loud.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
May 11th.
Okay. And then the next meeting date needs to be updated to April.
June.
I'll fix that by the time you get there.
Yes, June.
We're going backwards.
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay. Other than that, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Aye.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items. Report from the Indian Springs Library on upcoming activities and events.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jen. I'm the branch manager for the Indian Springs Library. Our big event that's coming up is our summer challenge. It is the Library District's summer reading program. It's going to start May 15th and run through July 31st. Next Tuesday, May 16th, the library is having our kickoff event. It is open to everyone. We'll have snacks and door prizes and raffles, and we'll also be handing out the logs, so please stop by. We'll also be having a DVD sale, so all of our DVDs will be a quarter apiece. Just so you know, the program is for kids and for adults. The goal is for everyone to read 15 hours over the summer. It's 5 hours for May, for the last half of May, 5 hours for June, and 5 hours for July. Everyone who hits each level will get a book buck for a free book from our bookstore or from any of the bookstores in Las Vegas. Adults who complete level 2 by the end of July, that's 10 hours of reading, I'm sorry, by June 30th, if you finish 10 hours of reading, you'll be entered to win a telescope. And if you finish all 15 hours by the end of July, you'll be entered to win a $100 Amazon gift card. It is one per branch, so there's a really good chance of winning, so I do highly recommend that you join us. For kids, every level that they finish, they'll get their book buck. Once they finish each level, they'll be entered to win several different prize packs. So level 1 is a family 4-pack of tickets to the NBA Summer League games. Level 2 is a 4-pack of tickets to the Neon Museum, and you can actually go anytime, so you can go at night when all the signs are lit. It's very cool. And then level 3, we have branch prizes. So for our littles, our babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, we have Lego Duplos. For our kids, K through 5th grade, we have another telescope. And for our teens, we have a Sony Bluetooth speaker. For the hardcore reader kids, if they read another 15 hours, they'll be entered to win our Super Reader Prize Pack. It includes a Kodak instant print camera, NBA Summer League swag, Vegas Golden Knights swag, and Library District swag. So we have a ton of prizes, and it's all free for everyone to join. You can also download the Beanstack app onto your device and log that way, but we try and make it easy by having paper logs and having everyone come in. In regards to programs, we are still doing our food pickup every Saturday. First person in is at 11:30, and it runs until 3:30. We did have some wasteful strawberry graffiti by some teens. So I'm addressing that now, and I'll also be addressing it on Facebook and with the kids when they come in. We are asking if you have kids picking up food for you, or you know they're coming up and picking up from our food program, please have a talk with them about it. We don't want ants. We don't want to waste food. And if it happens again, we'll be limiting our food program to those 18 and over. I don't want to do that. I want our food program to be open and available to everyone, but we have to kind of balance that.
In June, just to let you all know, we will not have any watercolor classes for the month of June, but that's because I have two other artists coming in. I have Paul Pinion. He is a local artist. He'll be coming in to teach everyone how to paint the night sky. And I have Emil from the Library District doing ink painting. So more about those programs coming up. Lastly, is last time I was here, I was talking about I had an open position for the library assistant position. We did hire for that. And so I want to introduce Kristen Singer. She'll be starting at the end of the month. Because of that, I am just making sure that she is okay to give the library district report at the town advisory boards on behalf of the library. Cool. So otherwise, that is all I have, unless anybody has any questions for me. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jet.
Last thing, sorry. I also have these really cute Mother's Day books. Carol Ann donated them. Tracy was doing programs with the kids. I do have these books. They are available for free. There's a whole box of them right here on this little table by the door. Please pick them up. They're super cute. The kids can draw pictures. They can write answers. And if you let the kids make up their own answers, they are so hilarious and good. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jet. Next is a report from the Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gary Judd, Fire Chief of the Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. We've ran 56 calls so far this year. It is going to be fire season, so we need to watch our fires, only burning vegetation. We have five people going through the EMT class starting in June. But we're also losing a bunch of people to the city and the county. So our numbers are real low. We have concessions this Saturday from 5 till 8:30, 9 o'clock for the baseball. Anybody got any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, a report from Metro regarding activity during the past month and area concerns.
Hello everyone, I'm Officer John Zeros, filling in for my Sergeant Andy tonight. Couldn't make it. So as far as stats for last month, we've done 5 crime reports for Indian Springs, made 3 arrests, and wrote 15 citations. Don't have a whole lot to go over this evening. A few things that I would go over though is been having some issues at the high school, especially around social media platforms with children. So I just ask that we monitor a little bit closer with our kids on what they're sending and what they're texting, you know, other people at school, so that way we can kind of keep our calls to a lower diminished possibility, just because it's a lot of silly stuff, but it kind of gets misconstrued and blown way out of proportion. So other than that, if you guys have been hearing about the big threats about school shootings around the valley, I'm sure you know when you guys are watching the news channels, that's a big thing, you know, all around the country. There's no specific threats made for any school here in Southern Nevada whatsoever. We do have incident action plans in place for any of those matters. We'll have officers here at the school for, you know, the end of the year and then when they're going back. So. Other than that, that's about all I have to go over. Anybody have UTVs, ATVs, please abide by the speed limits, because we've been getting a lot of phone calls lately, and I really hate to come out here and write everybody tickets for being silly. Other than that, any questions for anyone?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The law concerning shooting off of a highway, what's the distance?
So it's got to be 500 feet off of a major highway, and you have to be shooting into a berm.
Half a mile. It
depends on the areas.
Half a mile.
Okay. Because the pit out there is not a half a mile.
It's not
and
a half a mile.
Sometimes we get folks that want to go into that pit and shoot.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Little gravel pit right there. Instead of turning onto the base, you turn left. There's two gravel pits right there. And they're not even a half mile from
that. Any of that matter comes up, just give us a call. We'll get out there and we'll handle. Yes.
Since he asked that mileage question, I have a question about ATVs.
Okay.
I understand they're on the road. I understand all of that. But is there a certain far away before they start doing donuts and dusting people out?
Certain distance.
The reason is right across the street from my house is desert.
Yeah.
And it's everybody in 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay.
And it's, and they've driven on it so much that it's now silt to sand.
Okay.
And it literally, my dad was sitting there once and he couldn't see our house.
Yeah.
And so he asked Milo, you know, is there a, I understand they're allowed to be in the desert.
Yeah.
But like 100 yards away from a house instead
of. I think personally, and I'm not 100% on the actual answer to that.
Yeah.
I think more it just comes down to common courtesy. But, you know, if people are trying to be courteous, you know, I mean, it, again, you give us a call and
okay.
we can come out, we can have a conversation with somebody. But I know it's going to defer from like BLM land and everything else.
Well, across the street from my house is BLM land.
Yeah, so I might refer to them personally. And we do have a representative here today, so.
Okay. I just wanted to know the length.
I get you.
Because it makes sense that you should be a certain way from a house.
And I agree with you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, back to the shooting. Does that have to do with hunting, or is that just strictly telling you it's just out there shooting off the road?
I'm going to go. It's just target shooting.
What did you say?
It's target shooting.
Oh, just that strictly target? Yeah.
Yes.
I think there's a different law with if somebody's hunting.
Correct.
In the actual. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're having problems with somebody target shooting right off the road, is that it?
We've had a couple of calls recently,
okay.
you know, reference that. And of course, you know, by the time we all get out here, a lot of the time they're gone. But
I just wanted to make sure that people know there's a distinction. Officer Zero, there's a distinction that somebody was actually hunting. Process of hunting versus target practice. But that's, we don't mind anybody doing that.
Well, and hunting specifically in this general area is really hard to get. Mm-hmm. So I'd say a lot, you're not going to deal with too many hunters in this general vicinity.
Not unless some guy said he was shooting coyotes or something.
Okay.
The reason the half mile was put in place was if anybody's driven down, I think we talked about last time, South Las Vegas Boulevard by Sloan, where there's that shooting area, and they were shooting and bullets were going into cars on the 15. That's where the half mile came from. We changed Title 12. Yeah.
Okay.
In the fast lane, so that means they're the furthest lane away from the shooting area. So, and I drive that every single day. Very scary.
Well, the reason I bring it up too is the pit is about 200 yards from the newest houses.
Yeah.
So,
So very close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
We have constantly raised the issue or the question, and they finally did put speed limit signs on Raleigh. Mm-hmm. However, they're still not being seen. Every single day, when I go up to my dad's house between 4:45 and 5:30, there are people going down that road, pardon my French, like their asses are on fire. And it is horrible.
Okay.
I mean, you can't, what do you do?
Fine, 5:30. I was going to say, if you give us the general time, I can kind of just broadcast it to whoever's on duty at the time, and we can kind of come down, we can post up in that area. And
we got to control this. Could you see one thing that when your people drive up and down the street, it's usually during the day, middle of the day when everybody's working.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's around 8:00 at night when everybody's already in. But like I said, the baseball clock 4:30, 5:36, and there's one, I don't know if the guy's here or not, he dials an F-150 that blew up my house yesterday morning, or
yesterday afternoon.
He's doing at least 6 miles an hour from the corner there, when we got on Raleigh, coming up to your house. You know, what question?
Oh, I know
I'm
going to
stop
works.
That guy.
That guy does that every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. You can't. They go too fast.
I'll definitely let our counterparts know.
I don't want to stop him because I'll probably get into it with him.
But
you
don't
want to
do that.
That's not good either.
I understand that.
And I know you guys can't be there all the time. It seems like they know where you guys are at a certain time, so they do it going up Raleigh Line.
Yeah. So
it turns into Speedway.
We can set it up, and I'll make sure that everybody knows it's kind of working in that general time frame. Hey, you know, we need to kind of make a little bit more presence on the back street, so that way we can kind of try to diminish that.
Also, it's the little kids on their motorcycles.
Yeah, and I know we've been getting a lot of complaints about those too, so we're aware of the situation, and we're trying to make all the necessary action to fix it. So.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that walk their dogs around that time.
No,
and I get
that too. And we had a really bad accident last week too, you know, with the UTV that rolled and flipped and had some serious injuries. So, I mean, we're aware of the situation and we're trying to fix it. Okay, so, I mean, just bear with us momentarily. Can't get fixed really quickly, but we're going to try to get the word out there.
Do we call 311 or 911?
311. I'll just say, unless they're like, you know, life-threatening injuries or something.
We've tried calling 311 before, and
I can get everybody, you know, my cell phone number. I'll just say for work purposes. I'll just say that way if you guys need anything, you can call. If I'm not on duty, then I can make sure that I get somebody dispatched to you.
So that way it'd be easy.
And I trust me, I know. It's a pain in the butt.
Recording.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Spanish to English as well. I don't want to talk to recording.
Nope.
I want to talk to somebody.
Agreed. So I'll put my phone number up for everyone here so that way y'all can just give me a ring, text, whatever you want to do for that. And like I said, I'll get somebody out. So, no problem.
Thank you.
Next, a report from Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other public safety concerns.
Yeah, she snuck in at the end. I saw it.
Hi there. Excuse me. Kathy Bach, Sergeant for Nevada State Police. Highway Patrol. Indian Springs and Mount Charleston District. My cell phone is 702.
Excuse me. Could you speak a little bit louder?
Yes.
Please?
It'll probably only last for like 10 seconds and I'll forget. My name is Kathy Bach. I'm the Sergeant for the Indian Springs District and Mount Charleston District with Nevada State Police. My cell phone is 702-249-8388. I'm just going to go over the stats and that's it. And then if anybody has any questions, I'll take them. I think you already know we're down 4 troopers now and 1 sergeant. And one of those troopers will probably get promoted soon. So we'll be down to 3. And then another one is transferring up north to Reno. So we'll be down to 2 plus me. So I don't know if they're planning on filling those, but we'll work with whatever we have. Last month we wrote 309 citations. We policed 12 crashes, and I think 3 of those were injury crashes, no fatals, other than the one on the Mercury Highway. And Nye County handled that. Our fatal team did the diagram. We had 1 arrest that was DUI. We handled 15 abandoned vehicles, 69 motorist assists, 11 pedestrians, and everybody in cumulative had 333 traffic stops. Of the crashes, 2 of those were on the 95, 3 of them were up in the Mount Charleston area, and 7 of those were out of the district, mostly on the north side of Las Vegas, southern side of our district, so like 95 Durango-ish. The most dangerous times to drive this month were between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Our HP average response time was 9 minutes. And there were 5 calls for animals and injury. None of those involved crashes. Any questions?
I have one, Sergeant Funk. Yes. You said you're not sure if they're filling those positions. Why would they not fill them?
We have open, they call them PCNs, or spots for troopers all over the state, and they just haven't hired enough people.
Is it because they're, you know, slow in hiring, or people just aren't applying, or there's not funds for the positions?
All 3 of those. I think after this legislative session, it might start to get a little bit better because they're fixing the pay disparity. But hiring somebody, it takes at least 6 months to get through the entire process, and then it takes another 6 months to get those people trained. So you'll see if that fixes some of the problem, you'll see a little bit of a delay.
Okay.
But hopefully they do fill.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Yes. Our open range signs going that way.
I've reported them.
And we've had an accident over there, base interjunction right there since then.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't take that sign and move it out and put a 45 there.
Yeah. I think the engineers in Carson City are completely done with the project. And they're satisfied that the rumble strips and the lighted 45 sign and the warning that the speed limit doesn't go down to 45, they feel that that's adequate.
That's coming into town.
Both.
But when we're leaving here, they start to pick up because they're looking out at that 70 and they start picking up before they get to the intersection.
They do. They do. I completely agree.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Thank you. I don't see Creech here tonight. Next, a report from Clark County Parks and Rec regarding activities and events.
Hi, I'm Kelly Vaughn. I work for Clark County Parks and Rec. It's real slow tonight. Baseball is winding down. We have 2 weeks left. May 20th is the last day. Then May 27, our Just for Fun softball program starts. All the adults have been waiting for it because that's an adult program. So then, also sad to say, we are going to put a hold on bingo for the summer. We won't be having any more bingos every month until this fall. We will let everybody get posted when we bring it back out, all new bingo and revamping the games and everything. So we're getting that ready. And we also have the food program, the Helping Hands Seniors food program. If you're interested in it, there is a income eligibility rating on it, but you can fill out the application and they will let you know if you qualify. Other than that, that's about it this time.
You guys have Open Rec?
Yes, the week after school gets out, Open Rec starts up.
Do you have hours for that yet?
It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 4. The swim passes. Clark County offers a free swim pass for eligibility. All they have to do is fill out the application and show the other programs that they are already qualified for, automatically get you a free swim pass. You just have to show proof of that program that you're qualified for. We will take a picture of it and turn it in to the county, but you're automatically accepted.
I have a question about...
We don't know that. That's with aquatics. That's a different division. We just do like the admin side of things for them because they don't have the facility to be able to do that down there.
I have a pool pass question. I believe in the past, just being at a Title I school qualified for it.
They took that off.
Okay.
They did. They took that away from us, unfortunately.
It's only the programs listed on the paper.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, no, they took that off last year.
And those applications and the flyer are on this table out front if anybody is interested.
I think they were eating a lot. And I,
the it's worth the shot.
Were getting
anything
hard.
Else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding community cleanup, park expansion project update, BLM presentation to follow immediately after the meeting, and other updates from Clark County.
So that's me. I don't have a lot to share today. I have not gotten cleanup scheduled. I finally found the BLM person I need to work with, so I will get that coordinated. Our park expansion meeting, the last one, since we did this, the last one got canceled, so I don't have an update. I thought it was Monday, so I thought I'd have an update for you. And then the BLM presentation, they're here. That'll be immediately following the meeting. I wanted it to be a part of the meeting, but just to keep everything safe with open meeting law, and so there can be free discussion and everything, we're just gonna adjourn this meeting and then go into separate meeting.
So,
that's it. No crying this month.
A smile.
Yeah.
Who would we have to talk to about over there when you're going into Beezer Homes, that road, is that road again?
Boulder.
Is that the road before we turn in that house?
Yeah, Boulder.
Yeah.
The main road?
Yeah, it is so dark over there, and you've got kids, you've got adults that walk at night, but you can't see them, and they don't wear reflective stuff. What do we have to do to get a light put up there? Because it's dangerous, it really is.
You're going to have to arm wrestle some people, because this is in my 11 years out here, this has been one of the most heated topics.
And my light's all fine and great, but...
it's been anti-safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have light than be crying over a kid that got hit in the dark. We can't see them.
I mean, I don't see people sitting out in their lawn chairs.
That needs to be a broader discussion, because when your subdivision was approved, the community voted they did not want streetlights. So So it was, so the developer did not put them in because they were voted, you know, that they didn't have to do them. Not that they didn't have to, they didn't want them, the community did not want them. And we just had that with the most recent subdivisions too.
Correct.
Maybe there could be some sort of compromise with low lighting along where the walkways are.
So there isn't any walkways, or are you talking about right in front of the development?
Once you turn off from McFarland,
yeah,
and you're heading up, and you're heading right.
So there is no walkway.
That water
there's no walkway.
It's bad.
It's just desert, just road and desert.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be super bright, but just something needs to be there because, like I said, there's people that walk at night, there's kids, especially in the summertime, that are walking, and they're in the street, and you don't see them until they're like right up on you.
We have a lady in a scooter that has no reflection on the back of her scooter, and she drives on the road, and you do not see her until you are right up on her.
Yeah, and then she's got something attached to the scooter, so she's got like a little trailer or whatever. By the time you see her, she's going to be under your wheels.
I don't know the answer to that one because it's been a community-wide thing, well, on both sides.
Dark sky community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe that's something we put on a future agenda to discuss, or there's never been a consensus. And it's been very, on both
it's
sides, very
widely discussed.
Mm-hmm.
It has been widely discussed.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with that. I'm sorry. You stumped me. Because if we put it for discussion, it's going to get... I don't think we will get a resolution.
What about sidewalks? Would that be difficult to... Because if there are sidewalks, there wouldn't be an issue. Is that something we can discuss or figure out an answer?
Sidewalks are kind of the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that all kind of goes together when you talk about off-sites. That's what off-sites are. Street, gutter, sidewalk.
But the builders wouldn't have done them all the way down to McFarland,
no.
Correct? They would have
no,
only done them out.
Visa,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that
which
wouldn't.
I will tell you from my experience and from what I've learned, that's worse than not having than having no lights, because you go
mm-hmm.
from dark to light to dark, and then that is worse because
yeah,
your eyes aren't
properly. Megan. Could maybe we bring out the bike rodeo again, and maybe they could give away reflective stuff if we had sponsors, reflective stuff and or vests or flashlights? Is there some sort of safety talk that a program could
do?
I don't think they would use
them.
No. I don't
no.
think so either. I bet that's not cool. I can't see them. I just saw a group of girls walking when I was coming, and I doubt anyone would. You know, they had their cute shorts and stuff on. I don't think they would put on a
were they walking right down the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Where
well, yeah, they were on the side of the road. I know.
Okay.
I know. And I hear you. I'm not trying to dismiss your concern. I just
no, I
am stuck. I do not know what to do.
There's no answer for it.
I know.
Can you get a reflector for some of those old guys?
Will you wear it? Is it cool? Will you wear it?
No.
This may be like a community type thing where you need to reach out to the people, like the scooter lady. I'll buy her some for like reflective tape to put on.
They did. What's his name before he? Who was it? Marlo?
Sorry, Marlo.
He had several conversations with her and didn't change.
Well, then that's on her. There's not really a whole lot we can do.
Right, but
the sad part is the person that accidentally hits her is going to have to live with it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
You have stumped me. You have stumped me. I don't know what to do with that one.
Gary has an idea.
I got reflective gear, but you got to do it in the fire department.
How young do you recruit?
18.
We can start feeding everybody uranium so they would glow.
Where we got that?
Let me think on it. I don't know what to do. That's a tough one. There may be some low-level kind of thing that can be compromised. I don't know. But there would have to have been conduit run and stuff, so I'll see what we come up. You know, and I'll look and see what other communities have done that have wanted to keep dark skies, but have low level lighting.
Solar lights.
Okay, anything else for me?
Yeah, the deal.
coming down McFarland, like the, I think where the Browers used to live, whatever. All that shrubbery is coming out into the road now. Who's responsible for taking care of that shrubbery over the fence?
If it's getting into the road, Public Works can come and cut it, but that's like kind of a low priority for them because they're working on roads. We can reach out to the property owner. If there's somebody that wants to go, maybe it's something they aren't able to do themselves, if somebody wants to go help, that's some what we've done in Sandy Valley. There's a church group and they've gone and helped people that need their shrubs trimmed. It needs to be trimmed. So if it's egregious, let me know and we can do a code enforcement. I'd rather not do that. I'd rather see the community reach out and help somebody than have a code enforcement.
I think they moved.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think it's on that property line. I think it's actually on
just
the
outside of their
I'll look if it's in the right way.
But
fair warning, they're just going to mow it down. Because I had this happen in other towns where they come and mow it down, and then everyone freaks out because that was for our wildflowers. So if Public Works and comes and does it.
I think it's just
Public Works has cut this one before.
Okay.
Yeah,
they just cut it like that.
Hopefully it's still light when I'm leaving. I'll drive by.
Even
yeah.
It was done several years ago.
You're talking about in front of the Browers?
Yeah.
Because it looked really funny.
I mean, if you're
first.
Trying to walk, if you're somebody that's trying to walk on the road,
you have to walk
and you
on
want to walk
road.
On that side, you can't because
mm-hmm.
you'll get stuck in.
Well,
the
mosquitoes have to fall on the street. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Anything else? I can do something about that. Thank you. I like those. Okay.
Thank you.
And go ahead and do public comment and then I'll.
Okay. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council majority vote.
I have one.
Okay.
Just real quick. This is a CERT program for our town. If you have questions about it or if you've seen it or you don't know what it is, check with me after the meeting or Teresa.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Myself or Teresa. Okay, Gary?
Or me.
Or Gary. All right, thank you.
June 8th will be here.
You sure?
I think so. That's what I just checked. That's what my calendar.
Okay. It doesn't. Okay.
Can I double check? When the next meeting is?
June 8th is the Thursday before the 3rd.
It'd be June 4th.
June 15th.
It would be June 15th.
That's what I wrote down, the 15th.
Yeah.
That's the next meeting?
Yeah, it's the first Thursday after the second Tuesday.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Your schedule is based on the Board of County Commissioners' schedule. So you are the Thursday before the third Tuesday. It sounds silly, but the Board of County Commissioners meets the first and third weeks of the month. And so you guys are a week before them. So that's why you have to go backwards. Hold on. You're right. It would be the next one. Sorry. My calendar's wrong. Yeah, the 15th. Sorry.
That's okay, my notes.
I got it. Okay, calendar.
Okay. Next meeting will be June 15th.
June 15th.
2023, and this meeting is adjourned.
So let's go do a break for about 5 minutes so we get set up with projector and stuff for the presentation.
Okay. Are we moving to regular seats or are we staying here?
Small.
It's rather not
before
another class.
I know you're going to have lots of questions and lots to say, but her open meeting law, she's gone.